Angry MGTOW here. Why the fuck is my microphone tipping over? And today, the topic is MGTOW Monk has sex for the first time in 3 years. I wonder which MGTOW Monk I am referring to. Ooh. Let's go ahead and play the intro. I think this is going to be a very interesting video. So, guys, I'm going to cut to the chase. I recently had sex. I know it's something that would come as a shocker and a surprise to a lot of people. However, it's something that happened today. I've been going through a lot of depression lately, and it began affecting my energy, my mental state, everything. And it had gotten so bad that I didn't know what to do. I'm already on antipsychotic medication. I shouldn't say antipsychotic, but I'm on depression medication. I take Prozac. That's the only thing I take right now. I take that for PTSD. As you know, I've been missing a lot of the regular schedule. A lot of that's been because of depression. Sometimes I started sleeping for 12 hours. And, you know, I remember some MGTOWs coming over to my channel and saying, "You're not depressed." And I'm thinking to myself, no, I'm depressed. There's something off. There's something bothering me. No holds bar, just says in the comment section, of course, fucked right in the pussy. Well, so here's what ended up happening. In this depression, I couldn't do anything. It started fucking with my workflow. It started fucking with my videos. And I love YouTube. YouTube is my passion right now. You guys, talking to you guys, making content for you guys. That's my passion. I don't want to destroy this. I want to grow my channel. I want to become a bigger YouTuber. And I want to meet more of you guys and make more friends. But it was just like I couldn't figure out what was holding me back. And I had been a MGTOW monk for years now, like literally almost 3 years, or 2.5 to be, if you want to be exact, like 2.5, which means that I hadn't had sex in 2.5 years, but even before that, I had only very limited contact with women over the last 4 years, 4 or 5 years. So it's been really crazy. But it's been like almost 2.5 years since I've had sex. I haven't had sex since 2014. And needless to say, I tried so many different things, from exercise to dieting to staying busy to reading to self-improvement to studying around the clock, everything. I tried everything. None of that seemed to work. And the depression just kept getting worse and worse. And it started affecting my productivity. Now, as you guys know, I don't live in the United States. I actually live in a country where prostitution is legal. So I got up today and I had a maid come to clean up my place, because I made it into like a real mess. So I paid someone to clean for me. You know, I've been using her, like, this is the second time I had her come. So she came, she cleaned. My studio's really tidy right now, thank God. And I don't know what got into me, but I just didn't want to feel this way anymore. And I figured, years ago, whenever I had sex, it felt like I only needed to have sex like once every couple of months sometimes. And it would feel like I would become like really productive after I had sex. That was how I was like years ago. I'm talking about like almost 10 years ago. Like I would have sex and then I would just feel very productive. But after, you know, going MGTOW, I stopped having sex and I just kind of fell off that. Well, anyway, I just, something came over me and I was like shaking and I said, fuck it. And so anyway, I didn't, you know, I went online. I found a place where I could, you know, where there were ladies that service guys. And I decided to go. And I grabbed some cash, bought some condoms, jumped in a cab, and I ended up talking to the cab driver. And when I told him where I was going, he ended up suggesting another place. And I decided to go to the place that he was more familiar with. So I went over, which actually worked out well, because I went over there, and I don't speak the native language that great, but he just told him what I wanted, and he told me what I needed to do. And I, you know, they brought out some girls, and I picked a girl, and I was like shaking. I was really hesitant. I was really paranoid, and because I hadn't been with a woman in such a very long time. I hadn't been with a woman in a long time, and I was literally trembling. So I went, you know, went into the room, undressed, and, you know, after I paid some cash at the counter, and I spoke to the girl, and she told me how much she wanted, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, whatever. And, you know, initially they brought out three girls. So before I even went in, they brought out three girls and I picked the girl I wanted. And then we went into the room and it was actually pretty interesting. Initially I was shaky, but then I just like calmed down. The thing is that, having sex for the first time in many years, it took a while. It took a while to get my dick up. My dick just kept going down. I would stick it in and then I would go soft. And, it literally took a while for me to like develop a sexual attraction to the woman. I know, like, this was like frightening. Like, I guess I had become so disconnected as a monk that, like, I have this woman in front of me. She has good tits, really nice ass. She looks good. I mean, she looks really good. And I'm having a hard time getting my dick up. She smells good, and I have a hard time getting my dick up. And you want to say maybe it was nervousness, but even after I calmed down, I calmed down, but I literally got like, what the fuck is going on? You know, I talked about it before that I've been spending a lot of time just jerking off to hentai, like anime girls. So I disconnected with real women. I literally turned off the prospect of being in a relationship with a real woman or even having a sexual relationship with a real woman. So it was just so weird, and it took a while. It took a while to get my dick up, and after a while, like, you know, we tried different positions, and you know, she was patient, but it was just really hard initially. It was really, really hard. But it after a while, I felt like I was riding a bicycle again, kind of like riding a bike. Once you ride a bike, you never actually forget. It's funny, kind of like how sex works. Like, once you have sex, once you've had sex at least once or twice, once you learn how to have sex, you don't forget how to have sex. So it was like riding a bike, but again, it was just hard, you know, telling myself it's okay, you know, it's a woman, it's okay to find her attractive. She's, you know, look, it's an attractive woman. And eventually I was able to get my dick up. The sex itself wasn't all that incredible. It never really is, though. I mean, especially when you're using a condom. But the thing is, though, you know, after, you know, we fucked for a while, and I think we fucked for like 10, 15 minutes, like the actual sex. And I'll say it was after I fucked her, it was, and I came, it was weird. It was like there was this extreme weight lifted off my shoulder. Like, I don't know. It was like there was extreme amount of weight lifted off my shoulder. It was something completely different. And like I said, the sex, you know, I get off harder when I use my hand, but there was something completely different about it. There was something just, it was like something was lifted off my soul. Like something that had been like holding me back or just bothering me for a long time. I just felt it was something lifted off. Like it was like something just like left. It was like a demon, or did I say a demon? I don't know. It was like something had been hanging around me for a while, and after I came, it just like came in her pussy in the condom, of course. It just like lifted off, like what the hell. And you know, it was, you know, after that I got dressed, paid her, and then I left. She gave me a hug on the way out. It was very polite. And I'll tell you something. I noticed that, like, I was thinking to myself how honest it felt. Like, it really felt so much more honest going, you know, dealing with her woman this way than going on a date with one, feeding them, talking to them. And there, it's like, it feels like they're taking advantage of you. Going to see a prostitute, it felt much more natural. It felt much more natural. It felt much more honest. It felt much more personal. And it wasn't a matter of like, you know, she's trying to be my girlfriend. It just felt more honest and more genuine than when you're dealing with some narcissistic woman. You know, like, it's funny, like a prostitute, she actually values you because you're giving her something. You're giving her money. You see what I'm saying? She actually values your time. She values your money. Modern day women, they don't value your time. They don't value your money. They waste it. They take your money and they throw it away. A prostitute actually values you as a person. She values you. She values the fact that you actually spend money. You're actually giving her something of value that you work for. But women in society today, they don't value you. They take your money and they don't give a damn, and you get nothing in the end. You don't get sex. Hell, you don't even get, most of the time, you don't even get a hug. And they treat you like you're some type of pervert or you're a deviant when you have sexual interest sometimes. I mean, it's just like so risky dealing with them. But it's when you're dealing with a prostitute, it's just like so much more honest. It's just so much more honest. And like I said, I felt like the weight of the world had come off my shoulders, because I felt like I had the weight of the world on my shoulders before. There was something holding me back. There was just like, maybe it was anger and frustration, because like, I don't hate women, but there was just something. I had like turned myself off from sexual desire. And I think that it put like a strain on me mentally and physically, you know, saying I'm not having sex anymore, I'm going to avoid sex entirely. I think that I think it hurt me a lot, because I became so adamant about not having sex, so hesitant to have sex, that I became hesitant to have any type of relationship with a woman at all. And I don't know. There was also a really big difference between her pussy, between a pussy and your hand. For example, I get more action out of my hand, but I'm at the same time, I'm starting to realize, like, it's different, because, like, I think I hurt my, like, you know, I get so angry that I just start jerking off to the point where I can start bleeding, like, I can literally rip my foreskin. I've done that. I've, like, literally ripped my foreskin a bunch of times, because, you know, I jerk off so hard. And, you know, it's a different, pussy is a different experience. It's not, you can pound at it really hard. You can go hard at it, but there's like certain limitations to it. And, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Sex is interesting because, like, with porn, I think porn is way more erotic than sex. I think that sex is not very erotic in and of itself. Sex is something that is so demonized in society, when in reality, the actual act itself is so basic. Pornography is very stimulating, and it presents sex in a way that doesn't really occur. Because when you're having sex with an actual person, there's a certain amount of give and take. There's a certain amount of give and take when you're actually having sex with another human being. So it's something different. But like I said, this felt like one of the best, better interactions. I'm not saying I felt like on top of the world. I just felt like a weight had been lifting off my shoulder. At the same time, it definitely felt like it was something that I'm glad I did. Before I went in, I was like thinking, oh shit, I haven't felt, now I'll have to worry about having to take HIV test again and all that other shit and stuff. After I fucked her, I thought to myself, I used a condom, I wiped my dick off with some baby wipes afterwards. And I also showered once I got the chance. So, use a condom, you're fine. I've never caught a disease in all the many years that I've fucked. So, why would I worry now? Like I said, it was just more honest. It felt a lot better. The only thing I didn't like is I feel like I ended up spending more money than I had wanted to. So I might try another place because I should not have had to spend as much as I did. But it wasn't, don't get me wrong, it wasn't like an insane amount of money, like $100, a little over, like over $100. But again, it was the first time I had sex in a year, in years, and I don't regret it. I feel like it helped me to loosen something up. Not even loosen, just it just took a huge burden off my back. A huge burden. It was like there was a lot of pain and suffering that I've been going through. And I think that, like, avoiding sex for so long, avoiding women for so long, it was hurting me in many ways. The narcissistic woman that we deal with in society is just so miserable that as a man, we just give up on them and say, you know what? We can't do this anymore. We've just had enough. I've had enough. You've had enough. We don't want to deal with these women anymore. And we go our own way. But from a biological perspective, there's something that comes with it. And I think that when you, I think that there's some type of sexual, I think there's some type of psychological component there. Don't forget that Sigmund Freud talked about the importance of a psychosexual balance and how it can affect the mental state if that harmony was disrupted. And I'm not telling young men to run out there and start fucking prostitutes in mass numbers because you could really waste your money that way. I'm just saying that in my case, I haven't had sex in many years and I was just so depressed and I've tried everything, literally everything. I've tried tons of prescription medications. I've tried dieting, exercise, prayer, yoga. I've tried meditation. I mean, I've tried everything, everything, looking from within, all of that stuff. And at the end of the day, this helped to take a big burden off my shoulders. The sex wasn't wonderful, but it took a huge burden off my shoulders. Just like finally, it was like kind of like it's over. It's like I finally did it. It's over. I did it. It's over. And, will I ever do it again? Do I still consider myself a MGTOW monk? I don't know. I don't know. And I would say it if I was essentially, for example, I'm still going my own way and I'm still having limited interactions with women, although I'm beginning to want, I don't know. Having interactions with women these days, women are still, it doesn't change the fact that they're still very toxic. But I don't know. I've got to find some way around this because I think that I've begun to I've become so isolated that I've become so isolated that I literally started, you know, hearing myself. I don't know. I've just become too isolated. And again, it's something that I have to work on. But for me, having sex was not. It was important, and I don't regret it. Is this the end of Raging Angry MGTOW? Harris 3693 says, no, it's not. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't change my views on how women behave in society. It does. It just, if anything, it just cements them more and makes me realize just how full of shit women really are. Harris 3693 says, even hookers don't value either. Just relax and let your nature guide you to a girl who loves you, Angry MGTOW. You just needed some love. I felt that before I started going out. Dude, I don't agree. They value your money. A hooker values your money. They want your money. They value your money. They value your business, okay? You know they value your business because they value your money. Normal girls don't value your money. They take advantage of you. They basically waste all of your money and they just see it as an ATM that they can just keep taking and taking and taking from. And you get nothing in the end. You don't get sex. You lose so much time. The time that you spend using on them, you could use it bettering yourself. I could be on YouTube making videos for you guys. I could be doing something. I could be sleeping rather than, you know, entertaining some woman. So to say that a prostitute versus a normal girl is a, you know, is not equivalent because a prostitute doesn't value you, that's absolutely a lie. She may not care about you, she doesn't love you, but she values your money, and that's worth something. She values your money, trust me, she does, because that's her livelihood. Normal women don't value your money. They don't value your money. They don't value your time. They don't respect you. They say they do, and they're constantly creating chaos. They're constantly creating chaos. And they put their sexuality on a pedestal like it's something of great, immense value. The sex with this chick was trash, to be honest. It was trash. And even though, you know, she got hot after we fucked, she was like, it's really hot, you know, and I felt it too. I really didn't care. You know, we had hot sex, but I didn't really give a damn. You know, it didn't do anything for me like that in that perspective. You know, again, I realized that I feel that this was just more honest. I feel that this type of relationship is more honest. Fucking a hooker is more honest than dealing with some random woman who's going to fuck up your life, take your resources, and doesn't even value the fact that you just spent $100 on food for her. And, you know, I mean, and you do it a couple of times. You spend hours and hours wasting time just trying to develop a relationship with a woman, and she puts her pussy on a pedestal, and then when you actually fuck her, that if you actually make it that far and get to fuck the woman that's been bothered, like, you know, that's been, you know, that your desire for so long, you fuck her and then you're like, what the hell is this? I waited this long to fuck her and her pussy was horrible. And that's how it is. Sex really isn't that great. It really isn't that great. So to go through all the hoops and jump through all the hoops for a woman, come on, you guys got it. You have to be kidding me. You guys have to be kidding me. I'm still the Angry MGTOW. This thing, what I've learned, it doesn't make me less angry. It makes me a little bit more angry because it's like I just realized, what the fuck? Men go through so much for some pussy that isn't even worth it. Like, it's not even that great. Like, people are killing each other. We're killing each other as men over nothing. We're killing each other for some pussy? You gotta be kidding me, guys. As men, we've gotta do better than that. We gotta do better than that, guys. We've got to do better than this. And like I said, am I still a MGTOW monk? I don't know. Because I have to figure out if I want to continue having sex. I have to figure out if I want to start speaking to women again. And which women do I want to start speaking to if I see it as advantageous? You know, because I'm beginning to realize that my way of living this isolated way is, it's beginning to fuck with my psyche. So I have a lot of these things to consider. But the first thing is just literally realizing that I had an issue that I had to deal with, and that I had to take a step forward, and I did what I had to, and I don't regret it. As a MGTOW, as a man, I don't owe anyone an explanation. MGTOW is not getting married, not having children, focusing on yourself and your passions. That's MGTOW. It doesn't have to have anything to do with being a hermit, going MGTOW monk. It doesn't have anything to do with any of that. MGTOW is about choosing to live your life the way you want to live it. That, my friends, is MGTOW. Someone said in the comment section, pussy is overrated. It really is. It is really overrated. Harris3693 says, you are the Tau of the purple rem. I am not a purple pill. Chorus78 says, angry in the next stream, please tell us that it was just a joke. Guys, I'm not ashamed for having sex. I know, like, a lot of you guys love the fact that I, you know, maintained this lifestyle for so long. And I thought about not telling you guys about it. I thought about, what would these guys think if I told them that I actually went out and I had sex with a woman? Would they, am I going to lose subscribers? Are they going to stop liking me because I'm not the extremely angry MGTOW, you know, who basically says, you know, I don't want to have anything at all to do with a woman? It's my life to live. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And I'll say it this way, that I did what I had to do. I did what I felt like I needed to do. By the way, Harris3693, are you Freedom MGTOW? Or Freedom? Are you that? Are you Freedom? Harris, are you Freedom? The point I'm trying to make, guys, is that we all have to focus on ourselves and our own happiness. We all have to make our decisions for ourselves. We all have to choose the things in life that will get us to the point that that will, you know, just bring some peace in our lives. Honest MGTOW says, at angry, nobody is perfect. That's your way. That's the truth. No one's perfect. And there's no such thing as perfection. Barry Winfield says, well, it beats a wank, bro. To be honest with you, Barry, it doesn't exactly. For example, okay, yeah, Harris, you know, yeah, never mind. To be honest, for me, like, I enjoyed fapping even more. I enjoyed fapping even more than fucking pussy. I enjoy fapping even more because I can use the extreme visualizing material that I enjoy, and I can, you know, jerk off with extreme amounts of force. Like I said, I mean, I can, you know, I've in the past, I've jerked off so forcibly, it happens sometimes, that I rip my foreskin, and it'll take like a week for me to heal. So, I mean, fapping is what I've, you know, come to enjoy. But there's definitely a big difference between fucking a woman and fapping. And I don't know. I got to figure something out. I have to figure something out. I'm just glad that I did it. And I feel a bit better. And I don't regret that I did it. And I don't owe anyone anything. You know, MGTOW is about living your life the way you want to live it. And not apologizing for doing that. We're not a cult. And I'm noticing, like, I have 5 likes and 3 dislikes on this video. And, you know, again, I'm not apologizing. I live my life the way I choose to live it. All men have to do that. We all have to walk our own path. We all have to find our own happiness. We all have to live life for ourselves. That is what it means to be a MGTOW. That's what MGTOW means. So I want to know what you guys think in the comment section. Do you agree that my decision to have sex was something that you know, you would think also it wasn't so bad because I felt so much better after doing so? Or do you think that I should have kept trying to find an alternative path? Honestly, I'm just asking your opinion, but I don't regret what I've done. I feel like I did the right thing. I'm happy that I did it, and I wouldn't change the fact that I did it. But I want to know what you guys think, and I want to know how you've dealt with your own situation in the past. If you've ever been in this situation where you needed to have sex to clear your mind, do you think that sex is equivalent to jerking off, or do you think that there's a difference? I think there's a big difference, even though I enjoy fapping more than fucking. I think that it's a big difference. There's a big difference in the psychological and the biological way that you connect with someone else. So I want to know what you guys think in the comment section about that. If you enjoyed the video, please definitely consider going over to my YouTube homepage or clicking on the link in the description of this video to leave a donation. I do 3 of these videos every day at the very least, plus bonus videos. And any donations help to ensure I can continue to make quality content for you guys. So please hit the like button. And if you have a video request, include your video request in the message section when you send your donation via PayPal. So if you enjoyed the video, please go ahead and hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you liked the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death. And cheers.